So let's kind of switch gears a little bit more, and as we taper down here, our channel is about apologetics, right? And so,
yeah.
And this book obviously is a book on apologetics. I mean, you're taking on, you know, questions about, you know, why Christianity is wrong, basically, right? And where do you see apologetics heading? You know, your book is mainly about the documents and that sort of thing. There's also, you know, evidences. There's all kinds of, you know, directions, I guess. Any thoughts or ideas?
Yeah, and again, I feel like, you know, for me, apologetics is not my only topic or even my main topic. And then even though I have a keen interest, obviously, as a Christian, you know, defending the faith, not even as a scholar, even as I mentioned, as a believer, as a parent. But, you know, just kind of like my own personal outlook on where apologetics may be headed. I actually don't believe you can reason someone into the kingdom. I don't know, you might agree or disagree, but so I think apologetics is of some value, but it's of limited value. I mean, it's valuable, but, you know, there are limitations as well. I feel like God is to draw a person, and even faith in Christ is ultimately a gift from God, as Paul, you know, affirms in Ephesians 2:8-9. But having said that, and I felt I just wanted to preface my remarks with that.
Yeah, it is very important.
One hopeful sign that I see is there's a branch of biblical apologetics that is developing, that is trying to do apologetics, you know, from a biblical standpoint, and that's less abstract and, you know, just merely philosophical in nature. I think such an approach is epitomized in the work of scholars such as Josh Shapiro, our co-author, thinking of his recent book, Apologetics at the Cross, or his more recent work, Telling a Better Story. He's still a good friend. We live in the same area. We recently talked I wish we could have had him be here with me because we were talking about, so where do you think this thing is going?
If you want to hook us up with an interview, we'll gladly interview him.
Sure. Where do you think apologetics is headed? You know, because he's the one, even more than me, who's currently really doing a lot of work on it. I think we've already moved away quite a bit from previous generations of apologists, you know, which is it's a book that served us well in previous generations, like Evidence That Demands a Verdict. But I think books like that are based on the assumption that all we have to do is set forth the evidence, like for Christianity or for the empty tomb, and people are going to believe. But the problem with that approach, I think, is that today many people, they're not going to be convinced, even if we set forth all the evidence. They have subjective reasons why they're resistant. And I think that's why we need to engage people on the level of their own life story and experience and show them Jesus is relevant to their lives. You know, nobody sat me down and say, you know, when I was an unbeliever, you know, let me give you all the evidence for the empty tomb, you know, and I said, okay, I believe now, right? It's just not that simple. I think we need to tell them the story of the Bible, the story of Jesus, of the early Christians. We need to show them that it's a compelling story of love, of truth. Need to captivate them with that story as they struggle with sin, struggle to make sense of their lives. And so this is really, I think, the time for a new kind of apologetics. And I feel like younger scholars like Josh, I think, have done a great job in kind of getting us into the 21st century as far as apologetics is concerned.